KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coaches Show here on KDOM. We talk with area football coaches as well as Wyndham Volleyball here on KDOM. Before we get going, we want to announce the Player of the Week. The KDOM Extra Touch Auto Player of the Week is Wings United boys soccer player Hassan Perez Ramirez. Congratulations to Hassan. Had a hat trick in the game against Sibley East on Monday. So Hassan Perez Ramirez is our KDOM Extra Touch Auto Player of the Week. We're going to get into local football coaches as well as Wyndham Football and Wyndham Volleyball coming at you here on the Coaches Show on KDOM Radio.
And the reason customers keep coming back. They offer an extensive new and pre-owned inventory as well as lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. They're dedicated to providing exceptional customer service. Higley Ford looks forward to seeing you.
Now, Hy-Vee Fuel Saver is Hy-Vee Perks. Get the same great benefits like fuel savings. Plus, save even more with members-only Hy-Vee Perks prices. Make the switch or sign up today. It's free and easy.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Curry of Heron Lake, Okapuna, Fulda Football. And Coach, the Coyotes on Friday taking on Red Rock Central. And, you know, a game that had some rain beforehand. I knew it was going to be a little bit of a sloppy conditions, but, you know, the rain held off for a majority of the game, and, you know, just a physical matchup and a couple of big plays from the Falcons was really the difference, and they got to win 12-7.
Yeah, really, you know, kind of a classic fun football game. 12-7, which we've been on the winning end of it, but, you know, really good football game. Red Rocks are really good football team. Both teams being really physical, kind of swinging at each other, kind of developed a good rivalry where almost every time we play them, it's a close game. And ultimately, you know, two big plays and too many penalties on our end, and we weren't quite able to get it done. But just a really, you know, a fun, hard-hitting classic football game.
Yeah, a tough one to take there on the road, but get a home game now here on Friday. But got a really solid Edgerton team coming to town. You know, the Dutchmen are a team that's kind of been building the last couple of years, and really feel like this year is their year. What are some things that you're going to need to take into Friday to try to pull off the victory?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is being physical, just like we were last week. You know, I think in three of our four games, you know, we've been able to match or exceed the physicality of our opponent. And those why we've either won or been close in those three, and we weren't in the game against Hills Beaver Creek. So against Edgerton, you got to be physical. You got to give yourself a chance in the trenches and hold your own there, because that's kind of what they do, is they just wear on you with their physicality. So I think, you know, that's really been a focus for us. And, you know, we know that we're kind of going through it right now with in terms of, I don't think there's a team in the state in our level that's had to play a run where you have three, you know, top eight teams in a row. But at the same time, it's a good challenge, because we know that that's going to make us better in the long run, is that kind of competition. But it'll be nice to see teams without a number in front of their name.
Yeah, for sure, Coach. You know, the Dutchman is a solid squad. Good luck on Friday. We appreciate you taking the time here, as always, on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
I am State Farm Agent Stacy Zano in Wyndham, and I'm proud to support our local and area sports. I'm a member of our community, living and working side by side with you, offering great rates and even better service. Call us at 507-831-4705. State Farm, people you know.
Five Star Realty is the place to go. Call 832-8100.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Hildebrand of the Mountain Lake Area Wolverines. And looking back here on Friday, Coach, you guys had Grenada Huntley East chain Truman. And A tough one there against the Jaguars. You know, they're a solid team. They're playing good football right now, and you guys took the loss there 50-0.
Yeah, they're a good football team. They got a couple of guys that came out for football a little bit late and a couple that came back from injuries. So I think we're still going to see their best football yet as the year goes on. So they're definitely a formidable opponent. We knew we had to play a perfect game just to kind of compete with them, just with where we're at right now. So obviously the score looks rough. It was rough. It's not what we wanted, but we're just going to keep battling.
Yeah, Coach, it's all you can really do, and on to the next game. And, you know, Friday got a really good Adrian Ellsworth team. You know, they are 2-2, but their only two losses coming to Hills and Edgerton. And, you know, they're dropping down from 11-man last year to 9-man. They got a couple 9-man games under their belt, and that's a physical team that you're going to be meeting over there in Adrian.
Yeah, it's a team that we used to see quite often when we were still 11-man, dating myself. But yeah, back when I played, they knocked us out of the playoffs a couple years, and they still play the same brand of football. Doesn't matter if it's 9-man or 11-man, they're going to be really, really physical. So, you know, they've had a couple hiccups early in the season just with some formational penalties and kind of figuring out the 9-man game in that way, but overall, they're a very good football team. They're probably going to be a team that goes 6-2 on the year, and they're a huge challenge for us. They're much bigger, much stronger than we are. So we've just been kind of focusing on trying to compete at that level and face physicality and fight back a little bit, which is something that when you're young and you're small and you're inexperienced, isn't always the easiest thing to do. So that's just kind of been our focus this week, is trying to understand the physicality of varsity football and what it takes to get there and to be a good team. So, you know, we're not going to fix it in a week. You know, we're not going to fix it in a year, but hopefully these young kids understand what it takes to be a varsity football team and play kind of like Adrian does and Edgerton does and Hills does, with a lot of malice and a lot of anger, and that's just kind of what it takes to be successful at this level.
All right, Coach. Well, we want to wish you good luck heading on over to Adrian on Friday. Appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds good. Thank you, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
It's no secret that delivering a winning performance depends on preparation. Bank Midwest understands. That's why our team is best in class and strong. Bank Midwest, where your great experience is waiting.
Great experience, one place.
Member FDIC.
Of quality. 8301353. Call Ron's Electric today.
BARC is your place to gather. The Business Arts and Recreation Center has unique and affordable rooms to rent, a performing arts auditorium, full-size gym, library, art gallery, recreation room, and more. Located in downtown Wyndham, BARC is near local shopping and dining options. Visit www.barkwyndham.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jettigas of Red Rock Central Football. And Coach, a battle on Friday. You guys had Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, you know, a team that was 1-2 but have played some really tough competition. And, you know, we're looking to kind of repeat what they did last year against you guys. But, you know, pre-game it was raining a little bit, not the best of Friday nights to play football in. But it cleared up a bit, and you guys were able to break off a huge play to start the game. But, you know, it was a battle ever since, and, you know, kind of the determining factor in that one was the two big plays from you guys and got the win 12-7.
Yeah, you know, I think going into the week, you look at the way they played us up front last year, and, you know, some of the things that we tried to offset with their big defensive line and the fact that they were going to play, you know, seven guys down in the box and try to stop us from running the football and to try to take Carter away. And you know, fortunately for us, on the first play of the game, we were able to get him loose for a big one, and you know, kind of try to set the tone. You know, and then a couple of nice runs by, you know, by Abe in the first quarter that put us in into plus territory and down into the deep red zone, and you know, turnover on downs and a fumble, right? Like if you convert or finish those drives in some fashion, you know, maybe it's a little bit different game from there on out. But you know, credit to them, their kids fought, they battled the entire time. You know, it's always a physical game when we play them, you know, and both sides executed offensively and defensively, I think, the way they hoped for the most part. And you know, it was a really good high school football game.
Yeah, back and forth there, physical game for you guys on Friday. And now you're coming up here halfway through the season, 4-0 on the year, and you got a Cedar Mountain team that you're going to be traveling to take on in Morgan. You know, a team that you guys have had some history with in the playoffs, and a chance for you guys to go 5-0 on Friday.
You know, I don't want to, you know, sound cliche at this point in the season, but, you know, it really is a one-week-at-a-time approach for us right now. The four wins in the last, you know, on the first half of the season are nice. That's, you know, something that we talked about early on is building the momentum and trying to take it 1 week at a time and just kind of stack those wins on top of each other. Cedar Mountain's been playing pretty solid football as of late. We haven't really done very well going to Morgan in the last 5 years. You know, they always have some physical kids that you know, come to play hard and push the limits a little bit for you on the edges and some of those types of things. So, you know, we're going to have to be sound offensively and defensively just like every week and, you know, try to diversify the offense a little bit. You know, last week we were really solid in running the football. Passing game was a little bit down. So we'll try to get that going again and hopefully we can force their defense to have to stay out and try to cover, and which then, in turn, hopefully opens up the game for our guys running the ball.
Sounds good, Coach. We'll appreciate you taking the time. Good luck on Friday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach.
And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
With over 40 years of State Farm insurance experience under one roof, Kelsey Fossing State Farm in Springfield puts the life in life insurance and will double check to make sure you're getting all of your discounts. Contact Kelsey Fossing State Farm Insurance Agency in Springfield at 507-723-6295.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Carter Ross of Westbrook Walnut Grove of football. And you know, Coach, last week we talked about it. Hills Beaver Creek going to be a tough matchup on the road. You know, they are, you know, arguably or maybe unarguably the best team in the state right now. You know, 4-0, and they've got a lot of athletes, and you know, a tough task for you guys headed in there, and they ended up taking the win 62-8.
Yeah, we knew going in that how good they were. You know, we had a plan. We weren't going to stop everything, so we, you know, we chose to slow down their passing game. They like to quick pass out the bush and let him get in space, and then they like to take the top off with Metzger to Metzger. And you know, we had a good plan, and they're just really, really fast and really hard to defend. And they got on top of us a couple times, three times in the first half, and you know, right away in the third quarter, first quarter, we got down 20-0. But I'll give our kids some credit. They didn't, you know, we didn't quit. We didn't lay down for them. We actually scored midway through the, I think, first part of the second quarter, and that would have pulled the game to 20-8 or 20-6, and you know, unfortunately there was a holding call that I still don't see, but whatever, that doesn't matter. So, you know, we had a chance to be in the game, you know, in the second quarter, and it didn't happen, and they were able to score again with some hard running by Micah Bush, and you know, wherever he is on the field is really hard to defend him. He's shifty, he's strong, he's powerful, and it just takes a bunch of guys, and you know, he makes 2-3 guys miss, and you need 3-4 guys still going there to tackle him. So you know, my takeaway from Hills Beaver Creek is they're just really hard to defend. If you load the box, they're going to go up top. If you load the secondary, they're going to run the ball, so, and run it effectively. So they, you know, it was his game that, you know, our kids played hard. We had, you know, Drew Swanson had a nice game. He had eight receptions. He was able to run some nice routes and get some passes from Connor Jacobs. And, you know, late in the second quarter, we kind of, I don't know if we got tired, but we kind of got sloppy. Had a couple penalties and a couple turnovers. And you just can't do that to that team. And, you know, we went in halftime down 48-0 and had a good talk at halftime and just came out in the third quarter, and we were able to drive and score, and some nice running by Neil Keel and some nice passes to Curry and Swanson from Connor and Bakels, and we were able to score on a nice pass to Swanson and got the 2 points, make it 48-8, and then the JVs were kind of taking over, and we ended up giving up 2 scores on a, you know, bad snap on a punt, and they returned it and another silly play. So the game kind of got way out of hand and ended 62-8, but we did a lot of good things. You know, they're just tough to defend.
Yeah, really good team over there in Hills, and a chance for you guys to bounce back here on Friday. I know, third straight game on the road, but headed to a Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart squad who is looking for their first win of the season. What are your thoughts headed into Friday, and what do you guys need to do to pick up this win here on the road?
You know, we need to do what we do, and our battle cry the last 2 weeks has just been, we need to get better ourselves. You know, if we stand straight up on the old line, and if we don't, you know, gang tackle, we're not going to beat anybody. So if we can clean some things up, you know, we can go to Buffalo Lake Hector and be very competitive. And you know, if we practice hard this whole week and get focused, and you know, this is a game that it's a toss-up game, you know. So for us, it's huge. We're trying to, you know, keep our standing in the sections, and we're trying to, you know, move up and get into the middle of the section standings instead of being towards the bottom, and give ourselves the best chance to win a playoff game. So it's a huge game. You know, we still have the taste from that loss to Granada from week one. You know, this would go another step to, you know, getting rid of that. And hopefully we can get back to 2-3.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Extra Touch Auto of Windham has it all. Used vehicles for sale, paintless dent repair, windshield repair, tires, and general car repairs. Call Paul at Extra Touch Auto, 507-831-1314.
Midway Farm Equipment is the region's only independently owned AGCO dealer. From Massey Ferguson tractors and Gleaner combines to precision planters and versatile track tractors, we have it all at Midway Farm Equipment, celebrating 93 years in Mountain Lake.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Minion of Windham Football, and an exciting one, a Saturday morning game, Coach. And, you know, we talked about it last week. It's a little bit different heading on the road to New Ulm. You had Minnesota Valley Lutheran, 11 a.m. kickoff. Knew it was going to be a little bit different. And, you know, ended up being a very close game, an overtime win for you guys. And it came down to the defense in the very end. You guys got the win 22-20.
Yeah, it was kind of a different feel waking up on a Saturday morning and driving over there to play a morning football game. But I thought our guys responded to that change of pace really well. And then we did a better job this week. You know, we had some adversity. We faced some big plays, and we kind of battled through it and ended up winning a really gritty game, 22-20. You know, we had that field goal game-winning attempt blocked with 2 seconds left, but we were able to kind of rally into overtime and not let that affect us too heavily, and still able to come out with a win. So it was a really fun, exciting game.
Yeah, a big win for the guys there, you know, on a Saturday, and get to come right back. And it's homecoming this week. A lot of emotions, I'm sure, headed into this matchup on Friday against the Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial team. An opportunity for you guys to really build off that last win and pick up another one here on homecoming, and then the sky's the limit the rest of the way.
Yeah. Homecoming week's always an interesting week. You know, you always have a lot of distractions, a lot of fun activities going on. So we want our guys to be able to have as much fun as possible and really enjoy the week, but also at the same time, still be responsible, get a lot of sleep, and so we can prepare for this Friday night game against Lake Crystal. You know, they're a good team, and like you said, if we're able to prepare well and show up and play a really good football game and get a win, we kind of really open the door up to some really good opportunities for us, you know, when it comes to playoffs and seedings and that kind of deal. So, big game on Friday, and we're really, really excited for it.
Absolutely. We encourage everyone to get down to Island Park. Homecoming matchup against Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, 7 o'clock kickoff. Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, as always, here on the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Appreciate it, Zach. Thanks.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Freeze Collision Center. We don't have to meet by accident. Paint, body, collision in class. We're repairing them to make them last. 831-4121.
The DeFreeze Collision Center of Wyndham.
When it comes to vehicles, nobody knows them better than Grunewald Frame and Glass of Wyndham. Vehicle maintenance and repairs, glass replacements, oil and lube changes, tire and remote start systems. Grunewald Frame and Glass. Give them a call today at 507-831-0207.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Fast of Wyndham Volleyball here. And Coach, we look back here last week. You know, we talked about you guys had a week-long break in the action. First game back was yesterday against Fairmont. Coming off an emotional win against Jackson County Central a week ago, you guys able to take care of business at home after the short break and get the win there 3-0.
Yeah, you just never know, one, coming off a break like that, a week off, how the girls are going to, you know, perform and show up. And then on top of it, coming off, like you said, in that emotional win last week against Jackson, I wasn't sure what to expect. I went in last night very, I don't want to say questionable, but just I was a tad bit nervous last night, just because, you know, we hadn't played for a week and it felt like the beginning of the season again. And then on top of it, you know, you have homecoming week, which is, you know, a big deal for the girls. So we got the win, like you said. We played three, you know, we won 3-0. We really still received the ball well. We had a lot of errors on our side of the net, which we talked about last night, and we talked about between sets. You know, if we take care of the ball on our side of the net, we would be successful. I don't want to say disappointed, not surprised by the errors after coming off a week. But I'm proud of the girls and how, you know, they did respond and came knowing that we had to get that win, and it was a big one for us in conference and section. So I'm proud of the girls on how they responded and took care of the job when it needed to be. You know, we got some work to do before we head to Worthington tomorrow, and one of those is figuring out how we're going to cut back on our errors, you know, between our hitting and our serving errors. We gave Fairmont a lot of points.
Yeah, Coach, you know, able to get the job done yesterday, but you mentioned Fairmont coming up here on Thursday, and really it seems like the last couple of years playing Worthington, you know, records kind of go out the window. It always seems to be an absolute battle with the Trojans over there in Worthington, and, you know, then you things really start to pick up again. You got St. James coming up, and the end of the season is starting to creep its way in here. What are some things you're looking for from your girls? Obviously, you mentioned there, you know, trying to cut back on errors headed into Thursday.
Yeah, so obviously that's one thing, you know, we focus on the next point. We've really not looked too far ahead. So we focus on our next point. We focus on playing for each other. So right now we're just focused on how we can cut, you know, today we'll cut back on figuring out how we're going to cut back on our errors so we can go over to Worthington. And like you said, it's always a great match when we play Worthington. Courtney does a really nice job with them. It's always a battle. So we're looking forward to heading down there. Well, you know, obviously we don't like to go. We love to be at home. But we're looking forward to playing them and seeing where we're at against Worthington. I know they just played Marshall last night, and they're playing well. And like you said, it's creeping up. You said before we started, six without our tournament, and that's just crazy how we can be to this point of the season already. And then next week, hopefully we can get a big crowd. It's also our cancer night where we're honoring some families, playing for some families in our school district that are currently dealing or battling cancer. So hopefully we can get a big crowd next Tuesday night when we host St. James.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Good luck in the next couple of games. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Zach.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hilltop Recycling in Sanborn is your scrap recycling center. They buy and process all kinds of scrap vehicles, appliances, metals, and more for fair prices, local pickup, and roll-off boxes. Call and get your quote at 507-648-3398.
Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling in Mountain Lake is ready to help you with all of your heating and cooling needs. Service or replacement, Hall's Handy Heating and Cooling has you covered. Call 507-621-1018 and talk to John today.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Rest of the week, we've got some volleyball tomorrow night on Hot Country 94.3, Mountain Lake Area Country, hosting Westbrook Walnut Grove. And then Friday, we will have the homecoming football game, Wyndham Eagles hosting Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial on Hot Country 94.3. Have a great rest of your day and enjoy the Twins coming up later on here on KDLM.